702. Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mbaganyane.
Live, online,
smartphones,
DSTV channel 856,
92.7 and 106 FM.
It's 8:36 on the Saturday edition of Weekend Breakfast. We've got so much to get into in just these 24 minutes. As I said, we'll be focusing a bit on what's happening in the arts, but also talking about vaccines as well with Dr. Tlaleng Mofokeng. That's just before the 9 o'clock news. But right now, let's talk about the fact that Nomsa Mazwai, also known as Nomi Superstar, has dropped a new single. It's called Insta Life that she recorded with her sister Tanya Diswa Mazwai, who we also had on Weekend Breakfast two Sundays ago, in fact, talking about her own music. But of course, the Mazwai sisters, as the press release reads, have finally laid down a track together. This, of course, was Nomsa's brainchild after the looting that took place in South Africa in July. Nomi Superstar, or Nomsa Mazwai, we know her and love her as the passionate, dynamic founder of Funk It, I'm Walking, but also the MD of the Soweto Theatre, arts practitioner, arts activist, incredible creative. And what I love about her music is that it always has that right on the nose, spot on social commentary. And this is no different. Nomsa Mazwai, Nomi Superstar, welcome to Weekend Breakfast, or welcome back, rather.
Thank you so much for having me, and good morning to all the listeners. I just had a Saturday morning moment.
Good morning. Nomsa, you know, as I said, what I love about your music is there's always some kind of message and social commentary as well, and Insta Life being no different. Now, you not only are the MD of the Soweto Theatre, but you also live in that
community. Not anymore.
Ooh, listen to me freestyling.
I was with the Soweto Theatre for 5 years. Yeah. Our deal with each other was that we would walk on this path for 5 years together, and we did, and it was incredible. And I'm just looking forward to what the future of Soweto Theatre holds. But more importantly, I'm now working directly in the community with my organization, Funk, and I'm Walking.
Sure.
And that's really about unlocking the local economy and also unlocking the night economy in Soweto. Because Soweto is just a great night experience.
To that point, Nomsa, you live in the community as well, which is most fundamental, as you said, to you and to the work that you do, right? You live in the community that you work within and you want to see change within. You wrote the song inspired by the July riots. Just tell us and remind us what you saw during that period in July, what you experienced.
So I live right near Gazani Mall, which is in the Fair Price, which is where most of the looting was taking place. There was a lot of movement and a lot of interest and a lot of onlooking. And then there was just large looting. And, you know, you could see people walking on the roof of the mall. It was you know, you just when I was watching it happen with my daughter, we were just trying to understand why would this happen, what are the reasons for people going and looting? Because there was the materials, the things that were being looted were so nuanced. There were so many different things that were being looted. So some people were looting for survival, and some people were looting for other reasons. And it was really about understanding where we are as a society, where people have to look for survival, because that did really happen. And that means we've got to really talk about how are we enabling people to access opportunity, to access success in their own idea of success. And then there was people that were looting TVs and couches. And really, that was the question of where are you in life and what is going on psychologically that these things are so important that you can do this. But also just for me, maybe there's something that I don't understand, that I really, it's only about a conversation. It's about, let's talk about what happened, because it happened. It's a real thing. Let's reflect on it and let's have dialogue where people can come and speak why they took those, why people made those choices. So that's what the song is really a a response to that experience and putting that to music.
Nomsa, obviously with Funk It, I'm Walking, we have had a conversation with you about it on Weekend Breakfast. And in a large part, you are talking about opening up economic opportunities for community members, for people within the communities that they live in. But a large part of the ethos and move and drive around Funk It, I'm Walking is also women especially and community members that tend to find themselves in vulnerable positions, being able to walk in that space, walk within their communities without fearing physical violence, without fearing or limiting themselves to being available and out there on the street at certain times of the day, and knowing that after nightfall, it goes down, right? But the feeling around, the feeling that you got from residents and perhaps what you were left feeling as well, post these July riots and where perhaps you are as a community now, because as you say, you watched and saw your fellow community members looting, some for survival because they were in a desperate situation and some because, well, I can also get nice things at this point, so let me take advantage of the situation. Where did that leave relations between, you know, interpersonal relations? Was there mistrust? Was there a cynicism that descended on the community? Just what was the feeling that people were left with, those that hadn't taken part in the looting, that had witnessed it?
It started out quite awkward. Because one of those awkward moments.
Yes.
Awkward.
I mean, how do you, what do you say to your neighbor the next day? Do you nod and say hi?
We're the same age, you know, we are all working and, you know, I only was able to see people looting for survival really through television. Where I was, I didn't understand why it was taking place. But people were very frank and kind of open, and they were not, you know, there was that hashtag, Aluta Continua.
Oh, goodness.
Which was like, well, we are doing it, you know? And I think for me, it was how do you navigate such things? I think that's something that people struggle with daily, just in their spaces where they work, just part of life, that when people around you are doing something that you're not comfortable with, how do you resolve that at a community level? Because we are neighbors, and we do care about each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of, how do you make sure that it's known where you stand, but also and not allow this to consume your every day, because it really can't.
Yeah.
So writing the song, you know, that was, for me, it was what I was seeing on TV to say, there's a real poverty problem in South Africa. But also, I think we need to start having a conversation of what is a pleasant life? What is a good life? What is a balanced life? You know, and that's now this nuance where now I want to end up to say, having a good life is not having FMCG products. It's not, having a good life is about more than that. But how do we make it possible in the spaces where we live? Having a good life is eating healthy. Having a good life is being able to walk where you want to walk at night. Having a good life is going for experiences and enjoying living with your family and your community. And how do you make that happen and solve the other issues? How do we solve for the food issue if there's the issue of people not being able to access food? But it doesn't mean that it's about the product,
yeah,
which is when we're now talking about the Insta life.
Yeah.
So this kind of theme, it's we go through all of them, which says, let's think about what is this Insta life? It's that easy come. And what is it? What does it give you? Because there's something about walking into a mall and buying, you know, an FMCG product that makes you feel like you matter. It's not only about what's going on Instagram. I mean, it's an experience, and it's, so talking about that, you know, and how did we get this far, and where there's this widening gap between the rich and the poor, and there I'm really talking about that opulent kind of Instagram,
yeah,
where it's really unrealistic there are levels of wealth that cannot exist in a just society, in a fair community. There are levels of wealth that are just simply impossible. And that lifestyle that we see on Instagram, it's destructive, because it communicates something that just is impossible.
Yeah. Well, we're going to leave it right there. But thank you so much for your artistry, your creativity, and of course, the voice that you bring to very important conversations. Nomsa Mazwai's latest song with her sister, Thandiswa Mazwai, it's called Insta Life. Let's take a listen. Thank you so much, Nomsa.